Tan Talk Radio Network.
Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so I fought it. Now I'm lost in the world, trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise.
Wrote a note, said be back in a minute. Bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away.
Cause now I'm knee-deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. This champagne shore washing over me.
It's a sweet, sweet life living by the salty sea.
One day you could be as lost as me.
Change your geography. Maybe you might be
in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze blowing wind through my hair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise.
Come on in, the water's nice. Find yourself a little slice. Grab a backpack and lines. You never know until you try. When you lose yourself, you find the key to paradise.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Hollywood Connection Special Concierge segment. I'm Dawn Reese. Our new time from 2 to 3 p.m. on Tuesdays. Super excited because I am the director of a new charter business called Sunkiss Charters. And guess what? I have the crew, the captain, the first mate in the house, and we're going to talk about Sunkiss Charters in Clearwater Beach. So let's take it away and introduce Captain Bert is here in the house. Captain Bert.
Hello, Dawn. How are you this afternoon?
I'm fabulous, honey.
We are wonderful. Well, I'm doing great. I'm just here excited about our new business and our new adventure together.
That's right. Tell everybody what size boat we have.
We have a 1977 37-foot Endeavor sailboat. She was built right here in Largo off of Belcher Road. It's actually, they were built at the Intrepid boat manufacturing place now. It was actually where the boat was manufactured.
And then you picked it up when you bought it.
Yes, I picked the boat up 16 years ago. This week, I think.
Wow.
And I've had her, you know, ever since. And she's a wonderful piece of equipment. She's built like a tank.
And it's gorgeous. You just, we're going to go to Captain Tommy and First Mate Lena. And you did so much in the boat, and it looks fabulous. And we're so excited because this is going on our website. So if anybody has any questions. And also, you have a sailing background. Tell us about your boating business with your family.
Well, you know, my grandfather was a local fisherman and a captain on Clearwater Beach. And, of course, I'm a native here to Clearwater, born in Morton Plant Hospital, and I grew up on the Clearwater Beach, seeing years and years of changes on Clearwater Beach. Some good, some bad. You know, we have to kind of roll with the times these days.
And your grandparents owned the Sea Captain, right?
Yes, the Sea Captain's right across from the Clearwater Beach Marina, and it was torn down about 2 years ago, like a lot of the older motels that were built in the 40s. It was built in 1943. We actually built that motel. And my mother grew up there and went to a grade school and high school there.
So that's a little family history of Clearwater Beach with Captain Burt. We're going to come back to him in a minute and talk about the sailing charter. Let's go to Captain Tom over here. Also, this is all U.S. Coast Guard approved. We've got two captains here. And so, Captain Tom, tell us how excited you are to be with Sunkist Charters and your background.
Well, Sunkist Charters is a lifelong dream of mine, and it's, you know, awesome that you and your husband have done the things that you've done for me, that we can get this dream going. You know, one of the things that Bert has really let me run away with too, and I mentioned this the other day, but he's pretty much given me full run to do whatever I wanted to this boat. And we gutted this boat. We've made this thing into a thing of beauty. It is pure 100% class, and we're going to treat you that way. So that's in my boating. I bought my first big boat when I was younger.
Size was that?
That was a 37 foot Chris Craft Constellation. I didn't even know how to drive it. I had to hire a captain to bring it in. You know, I bought it because I wanted to live on it.
We had fun on it.
Yeah. But I fell in love right away with the whole lifestyle, the people. The people are awesome. And one of the things that I'm in agreement with Bert in this business is we want to take a second and show you guys what we do every day and show you the boat lifestyle. You know, there's a show called Sailing Zatara that's out on YouTube. You can YouTube it. And this family went on one trip like this, one trip. They came home, they sold their house, they bought a big catamaran, and they've been sailing around the world for 6 years. Mm-hmm. They took one charter trip and fell in love with the life.
Well, the website guy asked me today, what's your motto? And I said, live the dream and make memories. That's our motto. And we're excited about that. And we're going to come back to Captain Tom and how he went through the captain's course. And we've got two captains with Captain Burt here. And let's go to First Mate Lena, because she's going to be telling you what a first mate does and how long she's been on the boating sailing business as well. So, Lena, take the mic away.
Hi, my name is Lena Gorecki, and I'm the wife of Captain Tommy. So basically, the boating lifestyle that I've got accustomed to is when we were living on our boat at the marina for 4 months, and I thought that experience alone was the most fascinating in my life. It was definitely a memory maker, and it was something I've never done before, and I just fell in love with it instantly, and I can't wait to, you know, entertain my guests that come on the boat, serve them drinks, and make a memory for them. This is all about making memories for people who want to enjoy this lifestyle. And I love the lifestyle. I can't wait till, you know, we are off on our own adventure on our sailing around the world or even living on the boat.
I know that's your dream. You want to do what the Atticus is doing.
Yeah. So, you know, traveling the world. And I'm hoping that when we bring our guests on board, that they would fall in love with that lifestyle. Like Tommy said, you know, we just want them to enjoy their day and, you know, rather be watching movies on the screen or serving, you know, food to them. And, you know, it's their boat. You know, they can go anywhere they want to go, and they want to stop and do some diving or whatever.
Fishing,
diving, looking for, you know, dolphins or whatnot. You know, we're there to entertain and make memories for them.
That's right. Also, let's go to Captain Tom, because he's put so much on this boat. Tell us what's involved. There's a projector, the speaker sound system. Tell us what their experience is going to be like, what you've been working on.
We're going to give you a taste of just, you know, paradise and class. We're going to make you feel like a millionaire. You know, if you want me to be in dress whites, I'll be in dress whites. If you want me to be, sometimes people say I look a little bit like the skipper. if you looked at Dawn's sights, she's pointed that out a few times. But I have the outfit, man. I have the tan pants, the blue shirt, and the hat. So if you want me to dress as the skipper, if you want to ride around with the skipper, hey, you know, it's whatever you want. It's your boat. And we are your crew. And like the first mate, she's there to cater to you. She's also there to make sure, you know, like grab lines or whatever I need her to do. But, you know, it's going to be a time. It's going to be something that you will remember the rest of your life. And, you know, that's my point, is we want to give you that once in a lifetime adventure. You know, I mean.
And tell us about movie night on the sales.
One of the things is, now you got to remember, I'm a low voltage tech, and we when I say we've totally rebuilt this boat, electronics, everything. I do it, so it, you know, the good part about me doing all of this work and Bert and I doing, we know everything on this boat and where it's at and how it's run because we ran it, and you know, your personal safety is our priority. Flat out. I mean,
we even have, it just came in, our first aid kit. So explain what's in the first aid kit, Captain Bert, that just came in, or Captain Tommy.
It's actually an EMT trauma kit. You know, nowadays, it was kind of funny because somebody said, you don't go past your training. And I have first aid training and stuff, and I've had it for years too. But, you know, nowadays with technology, we're going to have tablets on board the boat that if we have to get a doctor online, if something happened, we have the equipment we need for emergencies if something happened to you. Not that anything would, because like I said, you know, I may look like the skipper, but I'm a better captain.
Right.
You know, we're not gonna have a hole in our boat. But you know, as I said, the experience that you're gonna get, you know, you're just gonna fall in love with it, and you know, we're gonna make sure and do everything in our power to make sure that you fall in love with it.
Well, we're going to play some more Island Music by Jimmy Buffett or whatever Tommy had sent over, with just a little bit of background music while we're still talking and kind of have that in the background. We have about another 15 more minutes. So, Captain Bert, we're excited because your dream is to get the catamaran as well and take people on longer island tours down to the Keys and scuba diving. And tell us a little bit about what you want to accomplish in the upcoming years.
Well, yes. Well, right now we're focusing on the Sunkist, the 37-foot Endeavor. She's a sloop. We have a six-pack license, so we're able to take out six passengers. So, you know, that's where we're starting. We're going to move into another local catamaran, say a 25-foot catamaran pontoon boat for small island adventures and parties, adults. Dolphin sightseeing cruises, luncheons, things of that sort for, you know, that was tailored to about parties of 20 less.
Right.
You know, all of our cruises right now are single party cruises. So when you charter the boat, you chartering the whole boat. So we aren't participating in Groupon right now with the pandemic. When you charter the boat, it's your boat. If you only have two people, it's just you and your guest and the full crew comes with it. If you bring five other passengers with you, then yeah, you still get the same crew and the same amenities. Complimentary waters on board, chips and snacks are there for you. BYOB, bring your own beverages that you like to drink. You know, please be responsible when you do drink. Please remember that when you leave the boat, a lot of times you do have to jump in your car and drive home, so
and also
be responsible.
We have a tween, a birthday party coming up. People are starting to call for reservations. And so sunkisscharters.com will be up and running on that website in about 2 weeks. So I got off the phone with them today. We're very excited about that. sunkisscharters.com. So make sure that you put that in your memory book. And anybody else, we have another 15 minutes. Let's go back. And then, Tommy, we'll cut that music and go to something else here in a minute. So, Captain Bert, tell us about who got you into sailing. Who was the one that...
You know, so growing up on Clearwater Beach, my father bought a Prindle Hobie Cat. Of course, I wanted to buy a speedboat. Come on, Dad, buy a speedboat. We want a speedboat. He bought a Hobie Cat. You know, so... But the Hobie Cat was really cool. Once we got out on it and we started to learn how to sail, Hobie Cats are really fast. It's just a smaller catamaran and... But they have the nice trampoline on them. They're very stable. They do turn over. When I was 8 years old, my brother and I, we were sailing on a on the Prindle Hobie Cat, and we're out there by the channel, and we're we used to have a nice old bell out there, pretty fancy dancy, it would clink and clack and bell and ching and chime. Well, we had just seen Jaws too, and there's a pretty big scene in there with a girl most people recall. Anyways, one of the straps break. We had the catamaran on one pontoon, and there's the big metal pole. And my brother slid off the trampoline right into the water. Of course, all the weight displaced, and the catamaran tipped over. As he slid, the little metal pole on the tiller usually has a big cork on the end of it, a big cork ball. Well, that course falls off in the first 5 months of owning it. So it's a bare aluminum pole. Well, it slid right across my neck, and my neck is bleeding in the water. I'm looking at that big bell in the water. My brother tells me I'm going to get eaten by a shark. I'm 7, 8 years old in the water, almost having a heart attack because I'm bleeding like a stuck pig in the water. And we got the catamaran uprighted. It took about 40 minutes. I mean, I was in the water quite a long time. Of course, I was just almost traumatized.
So, but we actually met the writer from Jaws.
Yes,
Carl.
We did.
Yes, we did. And we had him on actually on the anniversary special, which was amazing. And he's been on the show. He was actually the writer. And you told him that story and he giggled. And that was fun. And I remember, Lena, you're asking me about my sailing days. I have to tell everybody, watch what you put on your refrigerator, because when I was a flight attendant back in the days, who knew that I'd marry a man with a sailboat? Because I had put a 37-foot Endeavor almost to the T on my refrigerator, and I'm thinking, I'm making $30,000 a year. How am I ever going to have a sailboat? Well, little did I know, when I met my brother and came off a tour from a big model productions in New York and came here, did not know I was staying. It was introduced to a man named Bert Arnold. He said, take her to, you know, a pageant. Drop off at the airport. She's judging some pageant. And all of this happened because I put that sailboat on my refrigerator 30 years later. Yes. And here I am. We actually watch with you because God has a sense of humor. And I didn't know I lived on the sailboat.
Yeah, it was because of your two dogs.
True. We had Ginger and Buffett.
You had Ginger and Buffett. Buffett ran to Ginger on Bert's boat. And you're like, come here, Buffett, now. Get over here.
Well, I remember the time because it was over docked over by the new Marriott at the time. That's when the Sandman was there. And I remember calling my sister-in-law a couple things. I said, I'm sorry, the boat is tilted and I can't get off for work. And so I had just ate Captain Crunch that morning. And you said, you need to walk the plank. And you could not get off the boat. I was stuck. And then that same night, I dropped my keys in the water. And my husband at the time was my boyfriend. And he's like, there is no way I'm jumping in the water. Thank God my brother, Captain Tom, pulled out this big magnet and we found my keys for the Mercedes. Remember that, Tommy?
Yeah.
So talk about boating life. It's a lot of fun. Just make sure that when your dogs fall off, you can get one of those hooks to get them back out, because I had a lot of that happen. So a little bit of the comical boating life, and I hope you're enjoying this. In the next half hour, we're going to be talking about Dodge coins and some fun things happening as well. So stay tuned. And we're live on Clapper and TikTok as well. So I am under Dawn Reese Show. And just check us out under Sunkiss Charters under the Facebook. And so we're up there as well. So you'll see some fun messages and posts up there that my brother has put up, you know, about the manatees and all the wonderful life site of the marina life. Okay, so we have about 5 more minutes. Let's go around the table. Captain Bert, is there anything else that you'd like to talk about?
Well, yes. You know, the sailing. Sailing itself, it's been around for thousands of years. That's how Columbus crossed the great ocean to come here. Columbus actually crossed the ocean in 33 days, by the way. It's pretty good time. You do the math, it's pretty good. It'd probably take us 33 days across the ocean in our sailboat in reality. That's how what kind of time they made, with very little compass, very little, no GPS, no Loran, they had nothing.
Remember on one of my shows, I had the lady from the movie Adrift on, and her story, what happened when they went out in a hurricane.
Yes, well, they got in a boating wreck, but sailboats are like the the tanks of the sea, they're the most durable and the most seaworthy of all the vessels out there. They take a licking and keep on going.
And the sailboat, let people know, okay, if there's a storm and you're out there or there's a storm, they will get refunded back their money?
Well, yes. If somebody has an awful time or we get caught in some really terrible weather, they would also be to offer a courtesy, another day cruise, a rain check, something to that effect, or yes, if they're leaving out of town and never come back to Florida, yes, we can give you back your money. We're not that in dire straits to hold any chain, hold anything upon anybody.
And you do take Dogecoin?
Yes, we take Dogecoin. We do take that as a part, as a payment. And as
plus
of course,
Couturi.
MasterCard, Visa, things of that sort.
Right. Okay, and let's go over to Captain Tom. Any other last words? I know we're going to cut this show here.
Well, one second. You asked me a question earlier about the movies on the sales,
yes,
at night. One of the things we're offering is, you know, projectors on the sales. We actually have color-changing JBL audio speakers on the spreaders that the sound will actually come from the sails, that you could lay on the deck at night as we sail, and you could be watching a movie. And a lot
Captain
of people,
Ron.
Yeah, a lot, Captain Ron or
Jaws.
A lot of people say Jaws. A lot of people say Jaws.
Really?
They want to watch Jaws.
Not me.
But,
or Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, I mean, just that, you know, you could, how would you like to do something like that for your anniversary?
Oh, for sure.
You know, or for your honeymoon. To go sailing, lay on a deck, watch movies with
the there's a hammock out there, too. Trust me. That hammock is
beautiful.
Yeah,
there's a hammock out there.
But when it gets windy, I almost fell off into the water one day. It just kind of whooshed me off.
Yeah, well,
it starts
you know, one of the things that we talked about earlier is the weather, that movie with the boat that got caught in the storm.
Right.
We have on the boat, we have weather stations, we have apps that show you wind direction, we have that predicted for the next week. We have apps that show you, you know, the weather radar. We have everything on that
and
boat.
And we even have our life jackets that have that special thing in it.
Yep. But
yes,
we have everything on that boat. Coast Guard approved that we will have, when we take our trips, Coast Guard, you know, that we will have everything we need plus for your safety. And your safety is our priority, you know. So,
well, we're excited to have you, and I'm Dawn Reese, and I'm so excited to bring you some amazing shows from Tuesday to Wednesday, Hollywood Connections. You can go to Tan Talk Radio Network and go to my my information up there and click on some podcast. You can put it in the Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube. We have some amazing film directors, producers, agents, and guess what, crew? We're going to be, I'm so excited, at the International Christian Film Festival, May 19th through the 20th, and I'll have a table there with Sunkist Charters, and we'll be talking to all the film directors and producers who wants to rent our boat for film and TV. And I've been nominated for the best talk show host and the best talk show. I have a lot of reporters with me as well, and I want to thank them. And so that's what's coming up in May, and we're excited about that opportunity, and who knows what God's going to bring to the table on that. And I thank you all for tuning in. Stay tuned, because you don't want to miss this next half hour. It's going to be very informational and a lot of call-ins with some great advice about Dogecoin. And stay tuned. I'm Dawn Reese with Sunkist Charters. Now, the number to call is 727-871-7788. And the other number right there I can look is 727-315-4936. And that is on our big poster pull-up. And if you have an event or you'd like to help sponsor the Sunkist Charter Show, we're going to be bringing you some amazing guests and testimonies up on the website under sunkistcharters.com. I want to thank our engineer, Tommy, for being here today. And stay tuned. And then, Lena, any other last words that you have? You have about a minute and a half.
Oh, no. I just want to say that, you know, I hope when you do come out that this is a totally memory maker for you, and just bring your family and your family, and let's just have a really nice memory maker for everyone. I'm grateful for Bert for allowing me to be the first mate, and I can't wait for the next adventures to happen.
And Lena's so good. She will jump on those. She is moving those ropes, and she knows how to do. I'm still learning. I can flush the toilet now because it is automatic, and I can do the load up the water tank, and I'm getting better. Okay, and I can close the hatches.
You can finally close the hatches now.
My brother's laughing at me. Well, thank you again for tuning in. We'll be back for our next half hour show. I'm Dawn Reese. We'll see you next week with Hollywood Connections. This is a special Under the Concierge show. We'll be right back. When that sun lays down, we'll be on our way. One more barefoot round, one more last chance to say, hey, senorita, don't you think we need a salt and a Marley song? One margarita, two margarita, three margarita, we'll be gone. We'll be gone. Tiki bars taking, pouring all weekend, clouds ain't leaking, no rain. Two pieces shaking, white caps are breaking, we ain't feeling no pain, feeling no pain. It goes like one margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot. Don't worry about tomorrow, leave all your sorrow out here on the floating dock. When that sun lays down, we'll be on our way. One more barefoot.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Breathe in that feeling of summer again at Ocean Air Himalayan Salt Caves in Orleans. Relax in your own private salt cave. Unwind in zero-gravity chairs surrounded by relaxing music. And enjoy the natural therapy discovered in European salt mines for over 100 years. Detox your body and relax your mind at Ocean Air. 35204 U.S. Highway 19N in Palm Harbor or call 727-754-3979. Plan your escape today. Visit OceanAirHimalayanSaltCave.com.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese, host of Hollywood Connections. I love to dine out and support our local restaurants, especially now. The District Advantage program lets me save 20% off my total bill anytime for 1 to 4 people at great restaurants like Clear Sky, Chiang Mai, Tequila's, Roxy's, Carol Lynn's Kitchen, Soul Sicilian, and 20 more eateries in the shops in the downtown Clearwater area. The subscription is only $20 for the entire year. That's over 120% off the total bill discount anytime at these great restaurants. It even includes the escape room and Clearwater Ferry. I made my $20 subscription back the first time I used District Advantage at Clear Sky on Cleveland, and I'm going back next week. Proceeds goes towards supporting the Downtown Clearwater Merchants Association. Quick and easy to download. Go to districtadvantages.com right now. Start saving today. This is even a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. Go to districtadvantages.com right now.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
About Dogecoin. Oh, it's a roller coaster ride. Up and down and around and a twist and a turn. And let's go to Bert Arnold. And we're going to talk about our crew here with Sunkist Charters on this other half hour as well. We'll be popping Enzo. I know you've been up and down on this roller coaster ride. What's happening with Dogecoin?
Well, Dogecoin. I found out about Dogecoin about a month ago. And, you know, it was around 3 cents. You know, I put a little bit of money in it, and I actually did very well. You know, Dogecoin is set up to be the next form of digital currency that we can all carry in our wallet. And it's gone down today. It's down about 15 or 20%. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it could be a lot, depending upon where you sat, what your position was.
But what, can you tell people like what is Dogecoin?
I'm gonna explain it now. The Dogecoin is set up. It's in a better fashion than Bitcoin. If we all participate in the Dogecoin, it has to go up. There's only 5.83 billion coins available. In retrospect, there's 18.8 5 million Bitcoins. Of course, Bitcoin is at 55,000 and change today.
Can I say something? I was just at the gas station on Belcher and Gulf to Bay. That is at a Chevron. And I walked in, and there was a Bitcoin machine. And that kind of surprised me. They're popping up all over.
So, yes, yeah. Well, they're making it real easy for us to convert to a digital currency. And ultimately, they probably want to get away from the dollar bills. Dollar bills get lost and they get stolen, and they're easier to hide for taxes in reality.
But you know how I feel about that, because I know that's, we're talking about that revelations in the Bible. It's all coming to one world currency. What is your thought, Tommy?
Well, my question is, first of all, because a lot of people don't know, is Dogecoin an American-owned company?
It's a currency now. In reality, it's hard to explain exactly what cryptocurrency is. I am by no means, I'm on the radio, but I'm not an authority. I would never tell anybody to invest more than you can afford to lose, period.
Well, we have somebody from Colorado calling in.
I have somebody calling in from Colorado. Let's hope they call in. They know a lot more about it.
Well, if you have a question about this, give us a call, 727-441-3000, if you're an expert on this as well, and we'd love to hear from you.
The Dogecoin, in the last week or so, it's gone up approximately 8 times its value. You know, if you put in some little bit of money into it, you got a nice return. There's lots of people. There's about 10 people that started this currency that owned all of these shares.
Well, I know one of my friends on Facebook, acquaintance that I know, I'm not going to say who it is, but she just made how much I showed you on her Facebook?
It was $11,000 yesterday.
Right. So she must have put in how much?
It depends on what her position was.
She's out of the country.
You know, she could have put as much as $5,000 in, or she could have put as much as $20,000 in.
Right.
Depending upon where she was when she pulled the trigger on the actual investment. Or she could have put as little as $1,000 in, too, if she bought it at a penny. You know, which is very risky. But
so you were teaching one of my friends today, Rene Leon, how to do this. Tell somebody, like, what are you talking about? I have no idea what a dodge ball is, a dodge coin is. Explain to them how to set it up.
Well, you need to go to a particular app, and it's an app just to buy cryptocurrency. There's several of them out there. Coinbase is one app. It does not sell Dogecoin just yet. Coinbase just went public on the stock exchange, so that gave a great deal of validity to a lot of people on the planet to these crypto stocks, and as a very solid way of a solid, worthwhile investment. Most people love brick and mortar. They can't get their head around putting money in something that there's nothing to it. You know, we invest in JCPenney's, we invest in Amazon, we invest in large companies. Yes, some of those companies have given tremendous returns. It might take years upon years and years to get these returns. When you look at these, when you pull up these stocks, these crypto coins on the scroll, that's 24 hours that they are up or down. They're 7%, 8%, 10%. You put your money in a regular bank, you make nothing in interest. I mean, you make pennies in reality, you know, but on these crypto stocks,
so
yes,
you can
pull
lose your
a
money
lot of
out.
Money, you can make a tremendous amount of money. You just need to be smart and try to stay in touch with what's going on with the market, and you can do very, very well with it. If everybody buys Dogecoin and they want us to use a cryptocurrency, this would be one that we could all get around. If we all buy it, it goes up, and we all win. It's not a secret. It's not a method. It's just if everybody purchases it, it goes up. Right now, it's at 34 cents. If everybody on TikTok bought $25
Clapper.
Worth,
they're on Clapper. You're talking
on
about Clapper.
It would go to $34. You could put a position at 40 cents. That is approximately 70 times your return. Everybody I know would love a 70-time return. I've not hit a 70-time return. I did an 8-time return on the Dogecoin so far. So, but now it pulls back. You might invest more. It pulls back. You start losing money. It's a roller coaster. It is not for the light at heart. I will say that. I thought I was strong.
I'll stick to my
keynote.
I'll stick to my 5 cent keynote for sure at the Hard Rock. So, hi, everybody that's watching on Clever. So, that's really good news to know. Why don't you text your person VIP in Colorado? And let's go to Tommy. Tommy, what is this called? Anything Goes. What do you want to talk about?
Well, hey, I wanted to just say something about the Bitcoin again. You know, this is it, Bert, is it kind of like a stock, but you don't need a stockbroker for it?
Yes. You just need to sign up for an app. It's a bank account that handles cryptocurrency. There's no fees to jump in or jump out. Anchor USD, which means US dollars, is the account I use. You can buy Dogecoin there. They actually have a app there where you get 7.83% APR interest on all money you put into that account, and they pay it daily.
Now,
nobody in town can touch that.
Okay, now can you use a debit card? PayPal?
You have to have a bank account set up with the debit card, and you just transfer money into their accounts, and you automatically start getting interest immediately, which you do not get from your bank. And then you can start investing your money on any crypto stock, from Bitcoin to XRP to Stellar Looms.
So I have a question, too, because you're talking about Bitcoin for the sailboat, that they can use that. I am still learning from you. So what can you shop with it? Can you, like, go to Macy's? Or, I mean, I don't know. I'm asking a question.
Yes, you are able to. A lot of places are rolling in to carry Dogecoin.
So what's the amount? Is it the same amount as cash then?
Yes. Okay. Dogecoin has a, at the very moment you sell it, it has a particular value. And at that value, it could be up or down. It could be up or down 5 or 10 cents. It just depends.
So more
but
companies
people,
and restaurants too?
Yes.
Okay.
Companies, restaurants, to buy your shoes, to buy your dinner. At the Dallas Mavericks stadium, you take Dogecoin there. You can spend Dogecoin at the Rays stadium. It's no cash is allowed at the Rays stadium in Tampa Bay anymore.
You have to have
a credit card, or you do not buy beer, or you have to have a cryptocurrency and a digital wallet with your iPhone or your updated type smartphone that can carry those information, and then you can buy your stuff.
Okay, well, one more question, because I'm not a financially rich man yet. I'm working on it. But if I, what was the minimum I can open and get into Bitcoin for? What, I mean, is it $100, $1,000?
You mean Dogecoin or?
Or Dogecoin, sorry.
Yeah, well, Dogecoin is 35 cents right now, so a nominal investment of, say, $35 would get you 100 coins. Well, 15 years ago, Bitcoin was around 8 cents. Well, this is at 40 cents. 8 cents to 40 cents really don't matter when that's at $55,000. I would never ever say this is going to be a Bitcoin, because there's 34 times more coins out there. But what that means is this makes it easier for it to become more like a dollar bill. It makes it easier for it to become a 5, a 10, a 20, a 50, a 100. And Bitcoin, we can't, one Bitcoin is worth so much money, we can't buy $40 worth of something with a Bitcoin. We can do that with Dodge dollars.
Okay.
Or dog dollars, they call them.
So I could buy $100 worth for $35. That's where I could start, something like that.
Yes. That would be a very nominal investment. And don't plan on making money on it right now, but if it goes to $2, you'd be up to $100.
Well, you know, this is the wave of the future, and it's where we're going, and people have to do this.
People are going to have to do it, and it's just slowly going to come, and God knows Joe Biden wants us to all do this on this crypto stuff and to get away from the actual dollar bills. Certainly the governments do. They can track our money. I'm not really for it, but right now it's a really good way to make money and to generate money. If we all own this and you buy 500 shares and it goes to $2, $3, $4, $5, $10, $20 and you still own these shares, well, it's going to be worth a great deal of money.
God, the only coins I play is that app with a coin pusher, and I'm trying to make up to $300, but I actually have two more coins to get. It's like a game.
What's the name of the app one more time, Bert?
It's called Anchor, A-N-C-H-O-R, USD. There's a big green symbol with an A on it.
Okay.
All right, so in the meantime, before we go to our caller, I'm so excited. I talked to a friend of mine named Cal, and he's got a friend that has called the Indian Bistro on 2779 Gulf to Bay Boulevard. I was over there with a meeting today. The number is 727-539-0273, and I am going to be working on some things with them over there. I think we're going to do a comedy night show in Clearwater, so calling all comics and all talent. We're going to do a talent search, talent show, and we'll bring the winner here, and maybe Tommy can come over there. We'll do a live remote at Indian Bistro. So we talked about that today, and just a shout out to Cal and the owner of Indian Bistro. Very beautiful restaurant, very relaxing and great food. So stay tuned. Hollywood Connections will be arriving over there with some fun events. In the meantime, we have a caller who's on the line. Hello.
Hey, this is Christy.
Hey, Christy, you have a question for...
How are you?
I'm fabulous.
What kind of return you're getting on this, Bert?
Excuse me, Christy, what was up?
Tell me what kind of return you're getting on it. You're getting 2%, 5%? What kind of return? What kind of percent?
Well, in reality, if you got in when I maybe told you to, you would have had an 800% return.
Oh, that's fucking sweet.
Oh! Now,
darn it, you're not allowed to say that. That was the 8x return. A lot of people got an 8x return, so that's 800%.
That's awesome.
But
that Dogecoin?
She swore.
Yes, that's at Dogecoin. So if you had invested $1,000 at 5 cents, it was at 40 cents this morning, it was worth $8,000.
Nice.
I'm sure a low was
and
here.
That was at 5 cents on last Wednesday, well, and last Chrissy. Thursday it went to 40. So yeah, you made like $8,000 in a day off $1,000. That was a big slam dunk and a home run for a lot of people.
Hey, I won $800 at the casino last week on 50 cents. I was happy.
And then if you're hard headed and greedy and you try to get more, well, it maybe doesn't go quite so well.
But it's up and down.
And
right
you
now.
Give it back and forth. It's very, these crypto coins, it's like riding a roller coaster. And if you have something up on it, some money that's important to you, and going up is fun as hell, coming down can be like crash and burn. It gets very, very scary.
Yeah.
You never bet the farm. You could never bet the farm at 5 cents, but if you did bet it at 5 cents, well, you hit, holy smokes, you hit the cow.
Hey, by the way, our nephew is buying. I'm sorry, Chrissy.
You gotta take the risk. You gotta take the risk, you know?
Yeah. Yes, but, you know, it's hard.
It's right now.
It is very...
Bitcoin, Stash, all of that stuff. People are making money off of near next to no money.
Well, yes. Like, the Bitcoin is already kind of come and gone, but this is,
yeah, is
a app. You just go to Anchor or some crypto coin app, and you can buy this coins, and they're only 35 cents. Maybe 30 cents here in 5 minutes. Who knows?
Well, talk about the farm. Talk about the farm. My nephew is buying a farm, and he's going to be a sheep. Sheep? What? A sheep
herder? He's going to be a sheep herder.
Shepherd.
Yeah, I guess you call him a shepherd.
Well, he is actually a captain too. He's a tugboat captain.
But he also has a beautiful boat.
Yes. What is it?
That's hard work, though.
45 foot. Bruce Roberts.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's going to have a farm. I said, what are you going to do with a name the sheep with their kids? And then you're going to call it Ellie or somebody, and then you're going to have to take it to the slaughter place. I mean, the kids are going to fall in love with these little sheep.
That's what I thought.
I know.
You know, when that was brought up to me, I could tell you that I know really, really well, okay? And he looks at it as a life experience for those kids.
Oh, I know, I know. They were watching Green Acres the other day, and I said, it's better. He said, Aunt Dawn, we have a pond. I said, did you watch Funny Farm? Because they had a pond, and it looked like the same setup. And it's funny. But I want to thank him on the air because he actually gave us a resort for our family. And we had such a wonderful time. Next year, everybody's going to get together and go someplace for 2 days. And I'll tell you, family reunions are a must. Are a must. And, you know, we always talk about, just real quick, if this is anything goes, about family restoration. And I want to thank Marcos because he is going to be at the International Christian Film Festival with me on the table. We've got a couple on the table. I'm going to be having a table. I'm going to be on the table, in the table. My sister-in-law is making me laugh. Anyways, he has a book called From a Drug Lord to Serving the Lord. And we're going to be there with Sunkist Charters. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And what was my point, Bert? My point was with Marcos. Oh, yes, he had called to pray with me on a family restoration. And I'm still praying for another family member. But in the meantime, I did not know when I walked in. My sister was there, and we haven't talked for a while. And I went high, and she wasn't high. And that was a family restoration, I'll tell you. And God is so good because he's bringing families back together. And I still have one more person in my family to pray for. So that's coming. So anyways, any other things that we want to talk about, Lena? This is Anything Goes. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, okay. Nothing much. You're doing a great job.
No, you're a mom. Okay, you're a mom. You've got three children. Well, actually, two that are older. And then...
All right. The synonymous of my children are... I have my son, TJ, who is 25. My daughter, Sherry, who's 24.
Oh, go see her down at the Hilton, right?
Yes. She's actually the food and beverage supervisor for the Spotted Donkey down in Clearwater Beach at the Hilton. My son has got a job working for Jack of All Trades type company that he works for. I have a 10-year-old son who's in the fourth grade online learning, along with my grandson, Emmett, who's, you know, doing the online learning thing. Hopefully by next year, if this pandemic and if all goes well, my kids will be back in school. I can't wait for that day to happen.
Well, yesterday, I got a funny story, everybody. So, you know, I have to pick up my grandson from school, and I'm supposed to go to the school, and I thought I could go straight in, and they're like, no, turn around. So I go to the corner, and then I try to get in. They're like, no, you're going to go all that way, and then I can sit behind 20 more cars. Now, at this moment in time, my patient level is not happening. And I look at the guy, and I'm raising my hands up in there. Now, this is not me, and I'm like thinking what my pastor would say, like, calm down. And I get up there. Now, my grandson, it takes him, like, you know, 10 minutes to get out, and I meet him. It took me 45 minutes in the car line, in the carpool lane, and I was not a happy camper. But he was happy. So anyways, let's talk about school. Anything else, Tommy?
Yeah, I wanted to mention one more thing. We were talking about family reunion stuff before, and I know our family real well, especially because you're my sister. That's my brother-in-law. That's my wife. But, you know, where we're probably going to do our family reunion is we'll all go to the Keys. Willie will sail down in his boat. We'll sail down in our boat, probably during lobster season, which
that would be good,
you know. And
sportsman season.
Yeah, sportsman season. And
well, that's, you know, another quick question for Sunkist Sailing. Do they need a fishing license? Somebody's asking, do they need a fishing license to go fishing on Sunkist charters?
Yeah, you'll need a saltwater license.
Okay.
You know, I have mine, but you know, they need theirs.
We have to renew ours, Bert. We do.
I just did mine.
Okay. And you can go to Walmart, and Walmart has your fishing license there. For like, how much are they?
If $16, you want, I believe.
It's 16 for salt, I think. But I think if you want salt and fresh water, it's 30 is what I paid for mine.
Yeah, like that.
But, you know, it's really funny. We were talking earlier about the charters. There's fishing charters you guys can go out on. There's lots of them. And you're going to pay actually more than you'd pay to go with us for 5 hours.
So our minimum would be 3 hours on the Sunkist charters, and it would be at least $100 minimum plus gratuity for the crew.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'll bait your hook.
$100 per hour.
You have to bait your own hook.
It's $100 per hour.
Maybe a little extra if you want Captain Tom to bait your hook.
Yeah.
Actually, you saw me with gloves on. Remember we were fishing? It was at you, Bert, my husband. I was fishing. He's like, what are you doing? And I was like, I had these little plastic gloves on. I'm like trying to hook the worm, and it wasn't happening for me or whatever I was hooking on there.
No, you and the bait do not go.
I actually have heavy-duty gloves that I wear when I do it because I don't want to. Some of the fish that are in the ocean are poisonous. So
yeah.
I have gloves on that I can get them off.
So I don't know if that's our call-in from Colorado. No, is it? Is it? Yes, Tommy?
That's Justin.
Yes, we're waiting. We have 5 minutes left. Justin is on from Colorado. And Justin, Bert is here. Tell us what your thoughts are on Dogecoin and what you want to bring to the table. We have 5 minutes left.
Hey, Justin, take it away. Excuse me.
Dogecoin has been sitting under a penny for, you know, a long time, basically since 2013. Recently, this year, it went above a penny and sat around, I think it peaked around 8 cents. And that was just this month. So you're looking at about a double the jump from 6 cents to 12 cents in one day. The following day, it went from 12 cents to almost 30 cents. And in the past few days, it's gone up to, you know, as high as 48. And now it's sitting around 36 right now. So
are you like Bert? Are you like Bert, like on a roller coaster today?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a day that they anticipated a lot of people buying it. But, you know, when that happens, the people that have been holding on to it longer have a tendency to sell because the number's so high. So, you know, if you paid for it less than a penny and it's worth 41 cents now and you have 100,000 shares, you know, it's a lot of money.
Right.
So people are jumping at the opportunity, and you know, if you look at it for the past week, it's up 400%, 350%.
I guess so, Captain Tommy has a question for you, Justin.
Hey, Justin, long time no see. You remember Don's brother, Tommy?
Yeah. Sure.
Can't wait to see you. But I have a question because I'm not an investor kind of guy normally. Okay, and this is an interest to me. You know, how about security on something like this? How well is this app protected? You know, when I invest my money, I want to put it somewhere safe. And, like, is this an American kind of company? What I don't know anything about it.
So you're not investing into a Dogecoin app. You would be investing into a currency app. So there's a lot of different ones. One called Webull. They just started running Dogecoin today. They actually do stocks, cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, Ethereum, different types of coins. You know, there's about 100 different coins that you can buy on mainstream apps right now.
Okay.
Dogecoin, before, you could only get it through difficult websites, and they would give you a code, and, you know, you would basically hold this as a token, and that's your money. But now, as it becomes more legitimized, other bigger companies are holding the entities. So you're trusting the app that you're working with. The app that I work with is called Anchor. They also sell stocks.
Okay.
So your money is insured just like a bank account.
Awesome.
They have savings accounts. You can earn higher interest rates than a regular bank. And, you know, the best thing to do is just do your research. If you're interested in a coin and you've heard something about it, you know, do your research, look into it. There's a lot of YouTube videos. There's a lot of people that have been doing this longer that can explain the risk and the reward, the application. Bitcoin is, you know, $65,000 a coin, but there's other coins out there that are, you know, Dogecoin's only 35 cents right now. You can buy
some Jimmy Buffett
for $100.
Okay.
So,
Well, Justin, we want to thank you so much, and we only have 1 minute, and we hope to have you call in on our next special and talk about whatever you want to talk about. I know you guys want to say Colorado. Welcome 420, yeah. I guess.
420 in Colorado, 420 here in Tampa Bay. What a wonderful day.
I saw my son put, he said, make sure you put, it was 420 Eve, make sure you put out some cookies and milk for Willie Nelson.
Or Snoop Dogg. They kind of split the country.
Oh, did they? Of course they did, yes. And Snoop Dogg. Yeah. If those cookies and the milk are gone, it's Snoop Dogg and Willie Nelson got it. 420 today. All right, I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connection. See you next Tuesday. Beauty Queen specials all next week.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.